Shannon Lawley was a healthy 31-year-old when she got sick and sought help at a Brevard County hospital. Her father, Michael, says she died there because of mistakes.
She went to a gifted program. She was a Bright Futures scholarship winner, graduate of the University of Florida. She had a degree in chemistry. Her life was just beginning.
Michael Lawley found out his daughter died after being given the wrong drug, but he can't sue because Florida law doesn't allow parents in such cases to sue, only a husband or children. And Shannon wasn't married.
I don't have access to the courts, and yet I believe the truth deserves to be told.
He drove from Melbourne to Tallahassee to ask that the law be fixed, but the lawmakers he spoke to said they'd rather back a bill that would make it even harder to sue a doctor or a hospital.
The objective there is to limit the practice of defensive medicine, which costs somewhere in the neighborhood of about $200 billion nationally and certainly has its impact in Florida.
That's Representative Matt Gaetz, a Panhandle Republican. Among other things, his bill would raise the standard of proof and limit who can serve as an expert witness. And it would protect hospitals from being sued for mistakes by doctors working on contract, such as pathologists, radiologists, and ER doctors. Some lawyers say that will shut the courthouse doors to a lot of people, people like Jacksonville pastor Carmen Johns.
When I woke up from that back surgery, I could not see. I was totally blind.
She found out why. During the surgery about a dozen years ago, a student was left in charge of the anesthesia.
I have never been able to see any of my grandchildren. They've been all born since that time. And every grandmother's wish is to be able to play with her grandchildren. And I can't see the joy on their faces when they open a Christmas present.
Tampa attorney Anthony Martino says there's no need to make it harder to sue. It already costs more than most law firms can afford to mount a case, over $100,000.
There are very few firms that remain and still do plaintiff's medical negligence cases. About the costs and the time and the hurdles that we have to go through to win for our clients is a reason why many firms have not continued in the medical negligence field.
By all accounts, malpractice rates are down and insurers' profits are way up. To Representative Gaetz, that means the legislature's strategy of making it harder to sue is working.
The best way to stop these tragic stories from coming before the legislature or anyone else, the best way to stop folks from having to endure this pain is to increase the quality of care that we have in Florida. And the way that we do that is to become one of the best states in the country for a person to come and practice medicine. And that's what we're doing, and I think that we ought not stop now and raise the white flag of surrender.
Orlando attorney Scott McMillan warns this policy will backfire.
They say this is so we have good quality doctors, and it does the opposite. It announces to the quacks and hacks all over the United States, come on down to Florida. You can do whatever you want to here, and you can't be held liable for it.
The bill is still pending in both houses. For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry.